Hello, sweetie. Come sit with mommy. Oh, you never were a very big boy, were you? Just look at you. Now, maybe I should have fed you more like steak and potatoes, but with just us girls, you know, it was easier for you to eat the same things that mommy eats. And you never complained. You loved our time together. Always such a sweet boy. But then you got to that horrible age, and I felt like my sweet baby boy was just gonna slip away. It almost broke my heart the day that I walked in on you, and I saw your little willy poking out of your underwear like that. I just knew it'd only be a matter of time before you started thinking naughty thoughts, wicked, horrible things that men think about women. And my baby is too sweet and too nice to have such nasty thoughts and to touch himself, down there. So that's why Mama wants you to wear this little thing. Isn't it cute? It's called a chastity belt, and it'll help you be a good boy. You know, like the seven virtues. You want to be good for Mommy, don't you? You always do your chores, and I know you never drink or smoke, and you're so giving and patient and humble and so kind. So this will just help you with that last virtue, chastity. Now here, stand up. Now take your pants off. Oh, don't complain. I've seen it all. There, okay, now see, this just comes up here like this, and then we just tighten it up a little bit like this, and your little boy parts slip back here, and oh, look how flat and sweet you are. Just like mommy. And you see, there's this little pee-pee hole back here, so you can still pee. I mean, you'll have to sit like mommy, but it'll be so much fun. I can show you how to wipe properly and how to keep yourself clean and to keep your panties nice and clean. Oh, sweetie, stop whining. You sound like a little girl. More like my daughter than my son. And with your little wee-wee tucked like that, you can't wear your tighty-whities. You're going to have to wear panties. In fact, I've already thrown away all your old boy underwear. Your sister's gone, and she has all of her old stuff left behind from when she was your age, and I've just moved that all into your room. You look so much like her. Maybe you'll want to wear some of her other clothes. And Mommy does love having a little girl around, so maybe you'll let me call you by like a girl's name. Or maybe all the time. Or, you know, that new school that you're going to? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to register you under a new name so that everybody will think that you're my little girl. And then I can dress you up so cute for school. 'Cause you want to be sweet and cute for mommy, don't you, sweetie? You want to be a good girl. You want to be virtuous and chaste.